Hi, this is Chris Kirchhoff, President and CEO of PlanCorp. The S&P 500 plunged to new lows year-to-date in the final week of April and finished the month down 9%, which was the worst month of performance since the pandemic sell-off in March 2020. An initial report on economic growth, as measured by GDP, showed the economy contracted in the first quarter, but that consumer spending remained relatively healthy. As investors price in the implications of slower economic growth and tighter monetary policy, we'd expect market volatility to persist. Although bonds often rise in periods of stock market losses, the U.S. aggregate bond index is down roughly 9.5% year-to-date as investors price in the likelihood of higher interest rates. In a recent episode of our podcast, The Long-Term Investor, we explore whether the bond market is predicting a recession and what you should do about it. You can ask Alexa to subscribe to the Long-Term Investor podcast or visit www.thelongterminvestor.com. Panic has never been a profitable strategy, and today's environment is no different. The losses we've experienced to date are not historically unusual. Our goal at PlanCorp is to build you an appropriately diversified portfolio that matches your time horizon and risk tolerance. That way, when the market drops the way it has recently, it's nothing more than a blip in your long-term plan. Even though we don't let market news influence our long-term strategic asset allocation decisions, we continue to watch economic data to help provide you with context about what to expect as you stay the course. With that in mind, here are three data points that we find particularly interesting. The first is whether a recession is on the horizon or not. Investors should be aware that growth is slowing. The economy contracted in the first quarter, but it would have contracted more had consumer spending not grown. Consumer spending accounts for about two-thirds of U.S. GDP, so naturally, we find consumer trends interesting. With that in mind, the saving rate fell to the lowest since 2013, which indicates that consumers dipped into savings to maintain their spending throughout the quarter. Now, that's not a surprise given the sharp increase of inflation, but it's also a trend that suggests we can expect slower growth in the near term. The second trend is earnings are strong. On a brighter note, first quarter earnings have provided good news in aggregate, with more than 80% of companies beating consensus estimates compared to the long-term average of 66%. Earnings are expected to slow a bit in the second quarter before rebounding in the second half of 2022. Finally, inflation may have peaked, or at least leveled out. There are signs that inflation may have peaked, but it's unlikely to decelerate quickly, and the negative economic consequences of heightened inflation haven't fully played out. This is a key variable in how the Fed approaches monetary policy, so it will continue to be a big headline item. Thanks for listening to our latest update. If you want to know our latest thoughts on the markets or how we are helping clients leverage new legislation to minimize taxes, check out all of our resources and insights by visiting PlanCorp.com. Please visit PlanCorp.com/Alexa for important disclosures.